The ministry conducted a study between December 2019 and March of this year to understand the magnitude of human trafficking in South Sudan so the government could figure out how to fight the problem. The findings of the study, the first of its kind, are contained in a report entitled Trafficking in Person in South Sudan, Prevalence, Challenges and Responses. The report says the other forms of human trafficking include sexual exploitation and forced labor. Sabri Wani Lado, a co-chair of the ministry's Anti-Human Trafficking and Smuggling of Persons Task Force, says the government should immediately enact measures to combat human trafficking.
Traffickers can be an organized crime network, your neighbor, friend, family, members, village chief, owners of agriculture operation, business owners and families, while the recruiters can be girls, can be women, can be boys, can be men, in which most commonly approached by someone who they knew or knew their friend.
The report provided no statistics on human trafficking in South Sudan. Globally, human trafficking is defined as exploitation of men, women, and children for commercial sex or labor purpose by using force, fraud, deception, or coercion. Wani says the UN Global Initiative to Fight Human Trafficking estimates that the annual profit from trafficked forced labor is about $31.6 billion. He says the U.S. Department of Justice in 2010 reported human trafficking is the second largest and fastest growing criminal industry in the world. Wani says under the South Sudan Transitional Constitution, women and child rights are protected and all harmful traditions and customary laws, including servitude, are prohibited. He says while all levels of government are obliged to enact laws that promote human rights and dignity of the person, there are no strong laws in the country to fight the practice of human trafficking. John Philippe is Chief of Mission of the United Nations International Organization for Migration in South Sudan, which supported the study. Philippe says the report is an important contribution to South Sudan's national comprehensive migration policy.
Today's report squarely aims at setting a baseline for evidence-based prevention, protection, and prosecution action plans.
Philippe is urging the government to ratify the United Nations Transnational Organized Crime of 2000 and Palermo Convention, which he calls important tools for combating human trafficking. Lieutenant General James Pugh Yak, Deputy Inspector General of South Sudan's National Police Service, who released the report, calls it an eye-opener.
Some of the issues that are considered trafficking in persons are some of the things that have something to do with our cultures, like the issue of forced marriages and early marriages. These things have something to do with people's cultures, and if you want to change them, you need also to change the mindsets of the people.
The latest global report released by the United States government on human trafficking says South Sudan fails to meet the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking and is not making significant efforts in the fight against the practice. Yak says that is not true.
Otherwise, if we are not doing something, then we would have not come together launching this report. This is an indication that something is being done.
Wani says the report recommends raising awareness about the problem of human trafficking, such as making people realize that early marriages and forced child labor is human trafficking. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.